Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1068. How to start and keep healthy habits by Anthony Ungaro of breakthetwitch.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. You can send me a question at oldpodcast.com/ask or email it in to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, before I get to today's post, just a quick heads up that the author, Anthony, will discuss going to the gym. Now, I understand that you may not have access to a gym right now, so please don't let this stop you. Remember, there are lots of ways to get in a good workout within the comfort of your home. You can even work out in front of the TV. This is something I have discussed many times on this show before. So remember, anytime Anthony mentions the gym, just think, oh, I could substitute my home and body weight exercises for the gym. And with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. How to Start and Keep Healthy Habits by Anthony Ungaro of breakthetwitch.com. I'd like to add a caveat. Everything I share is purely based on anecdotal experience. I'm not a doctor, nutritionist, or medical professional. Before starting any diet, supplement, or exercise program, consult your doctor or an appropriate professional. With that, here's what I've learned about how to start and keep healthy habits. 1. Start smaller and easier than you think. Building a habit is more about repetition, being able to show up and do the work over and over again, than it is about getting results as quickly as possible. There are tons of products and companies out there promising big results in a short amount of time. But with health and fitness especially, it's about continuously doing the small actions, or else the results simply don't stay. If it's fast, it's probably not going to last. When you start small, it reduces the resistance you feel towards doing it consistently, which leads to a higher likelihood of lasting change. 2, change your mentality and language. One thing I found to be helpful is simply changing how I view and talk about working out or eating better. Instead of saying, "Ugh, I have to go to the gym today," realize it's not true. It's a choice you're making, and one that not all people get to make. So try saying, "I get to go to the gym today," or "I'm making a choice to go to the gym today." I found that after a couple of months of working out regularly and talking more positively about it, I started to crave going to the gym. Working out became something I looked forward to every single time. 3, no complaining allowed. One rule my wife Amy and I made really helped in building a fitness habit. If one person was more motivated to go to the gym, the other person wasn't allowed to complain or drag the motivated person down. That way, it'd be the more motivated person that got the less motivated person up and going. Because more than likely, once you're there at the gym, you're going to do something that's beneficial for you, and you'll also feel better and happy that you went. 4, work on your goal setting. What I found worked best for me was setting a goal to hit a certain number of days at the gym each week. It can be 1, 2, or 3, whatever feels small and easy, as I mentioned earlier, based on your situation. So just set the goal to show up, and once you're there, you've already won. If you miss one or more days, it's not a big deal. After all, it's the long run that truly matters. Just get back to it as soon as you're able. As long as you're starting small enough, it should be easy to start back up and keep the habit going. 5. Be kind to yourself. This one sounds simple, but it's one of the most important and harder things to do. It's easy to get into a shame spiral when you're not kind to yourself during times when you don't eat well for a couple of days or when you get injured. When you beat yourself up, you're more likely to give up or say things like, "Why bother anyway?" And you're less likely to get back on track. Being kind to yourself during challenging times will help you move forward and remain more consistent. Loving yourself as you are is the best way to start in all instances. 6. Connect with others. As an extrovert, finding small ways to connect with others has been particularly helpful for me. When I go to the gym and see someone I've seen before, I'll smile, wave, then go about my business. Over time, there will be some kind of connection, and there may be opportunities to strike up a conversation. It doesn't need to be a friendship or anything more than just a friendly hello. Some people also don't like being bothered if they're intensely working out. But if the situation is right, connecting with others working on similar goals can further enhance your healthy habits. So, in summary, these are 6 things that I found really helpful in starting and keeping healthy habits. While I still have a long way to go, I'm feeling and looking better than I ever have before. Best of all, these healthy habits have become part of my lifestyle. You just listened to the post titled, "How to Start and Keep Healthy Habits" by Anthony Ongaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'm going to have to borrow Anthony's line. If it's fast, it's probably not going to last. Genius. And now I want to share something with you, something you may not have realized yet. By listening to this podcast, you are learning from those that have tried, failed, and tried again, and ultimately were successful. You're hearing from those that have years of knowledge and experience. You also hear about what's been found to work based on research. And you get to hear the overlap between all of that knowledge and experience and the research. So this is a very roundabout way of me saying that you are being given a gift, the gift of time. Instead of wasting time aimlessly trying to figure out how to be successful with your health and wellness goals, you're hearing from those that have already done the work. You're hearing from those that are successful. You're learning about their process and often, again, the research behind why their process works. This saves you time. Again, these authors have already done the work. You just need to keep an open mind and try them. All right, that's enough out of me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.